Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. I know, appreciate that, man. Marcus is here.
We just don't know where.
Yeah, we're not really sure where, but he's here somewhere, and he will be in here in a second. But that's okay, because whether he is or whether he wasn't, today is an absolutely loaded show. And that's the beautiful thing about sports radio in this market, man, is all it takes is a 24-hour period, and then you have plenty to talk about. And today, I mean, we had Coach Mack talking yesterday. A lot of newsworthy stuff came out of that. We have clips. I know we're going to spend a lot of time on that and some things that he said. At 11:05, we will have Keith Otto on to announce the next TBT member and update a few things that are going on there that will update some roster updates. So on that, and so we'll get a little bit of that, talk a little bit. We hadn't talked to him yet since the name was created, so we'll hear a little more about that. So we've got that, got some football news to talk about, so we're going to chat a little bit about that. Big time recruiting day for the football team, big time recruiting day for the basketball team, a big recruiting weekend coming up. So all that we're going to cover or try to cover in a 2-hour space. So, oh yeah, and Coach K left. So
all right.
yeah, so we'll probably get to Coach K at some point too. So
are we going to cover the Coach K as the I told you so segment, as the listen to us segment, as the how many times do we have to give you the future before you start betting your futures through us?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, because it's a it was another, and I guess we can start there real quick because we've got plenty of other stuff to talk about than Mike Krzyzewski.
Steve Rubbage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We already did the Steve. We already got the chance.
Yeah.
Right. We got that out of the way.
Yeah, we're already midway.
No, we're excited.
The show.
Steve ran down the whole list of things that we're about to talk about. I'm excited to hear from Keith Otto, hear about a new addition to the TBT team. And I'm excited to have a name for it, like you said. A lot of recruiting news starting to go on. You know, June 1st was the end of the dead period for recruiting, which now makes, on-campus visits and different things like that available. And I think we're going to start to hear some names circulating. Coach Mack even hinted around it, maybe a possible addition down the road through the transfer portal.
Oh, I think he did more than hint at it. I think he guaranteed it almost. You know, and we'll get to that. That's a good point. Yeah, so there was so much to get to today. First text come in and said, man, you guys should just stay on for 5 hours. We probably could today, because today's one of them days we could devote about an hour to about 4 or 5 different subjects. So with that being said, I guess we should dive right into it. I guess first, Coach K, right, real quick, because I don't care to spend a ton of time on Coach K.
Bob Baffert?
I don't care to spend any time on that. but yeah, so anyways, Krzyzewski.
No, you tell me. Coach K, I listen.
Donovan Mitchell just wiping the floor with the Grizzlies. I mean, it was cute that he set out a game and allowed him to win one, I guess, but
I think he showed his value.
Yeah, do you think?
If
the Suns beat the Lakers, and I know, maybe it's just I'm snake bitten by this demon or something. But
is that what it'll take to make you a believer
Jazz run? It's like with LeBron and AD out, I might be like, Jazz can make the finals. Like,
why but they can't that? Beat Brooklyn.
Why not? I don't. At the East, they just.
Just think they play a brand of basketball that's beatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I mean, think about it, dude. I mean, this dude come in.
That can't happen, right?
He set one game out. They lose. He comes in. They win four straight. Send him home. Done. Over.
This thing is getting exciting.
I mean, I know the Grizzlies are an 8 seed, but I mean, still, it's like.
There's a big difference between LeBron. I mean, that was Freudian.
Yeah.
Between Donovan on that team.
Yeah.
And not on that team.
Yeah, absolutely. When you saw it. So, yeah, that's going to be something.
Okay, Coach K's leaving. You said you don't want to spend a ton of time on it. I say when we did the over under 1 year and everybody was saying at least 2 or 3 more years, and I was like, have you been looking at this man the last 2 years? COVID and Coach Mac, I think, have left the two most damaging. And this is true, y'all. He took the Louisville losses harder.
Yeah.
We watched his press conferences. He lost to, what was the team that came in there upset them? A purple team? Like Evans. St. Francis? It wasn't Evansville.
No, Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah. At the buzzer. Hit the layup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go look at that press conference and look at the Louisville one. Coach Mack's whole point was to not be scouted out, not to play to a scouted out tape. Be tougher on every possession. And when they bring that team tough attitude,
yeah.
I think that's why they're so good in chip on your shoulder games,
mm-hmm.
Xavier rivalry games, your Michigan.
Yeah.
Now you just can't leave Michigan State. I think he gets them really loaded up for that.
Yeah.
What's that name up there, Steve?
No, I totally agree. Logan.
Let's get to it. Logan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's up, man?
Listen, so this ain't nothing important. It's a story about Troy Jackson. Well, he's involved anyway. So I'm 24. So when I was in high school, which was probably, I think it was 8 years ago, and I've always played basketball, but I've always been a big boy. I'm about 6 foot tall, and I'm just, I'm round. I got extra beauty is what I call it.
Right.
Anyway, I was always decent enough. I was real, not athletic what I could dunk, but I was athletic for a big boy. So believe it or not, I had no idea Troy Jackson went to Louisville until these past couple weeks when Marcus, you've been talking about him a lot lately. And I just, two quick Google researches, I typed in Troy Jackson and it popped up, the N1, and I said Troy Jackson College was the next one, and it said Louisville. And I'm just like, what are the odds? Because I'm obviously a diehard Louisville fan.
Right.
My buddies literally call me White Escalade after him.
And you never played basketball.
I had no idea. I had no idea at all. I was like, I knew who he was because we like the A&1, but I had no idea that he was. He had went to Louisville. I didn't even know he played college basketball. So that's all I got. Y'all keep up the good work. Y'all the best.
I appreciate that. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, like I said, when he would get in the game, oh my God.
That was funny. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, back to K.
Okay.
You and I both knew those Louisville games were taking it out of him.
Yeah.
You started with the comeback of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
The comeback of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And losing in Cameron. And Malik dunking that ball like he did at the end.
Yeah.
That was the second one. No, that was the first one. That was the first one, right?
What do you mean?
And Cameron. With Malik dunking it at the end.
With Mac.
Yeah. Okay. So between those games, you saw it taking a toll on him. He was getting chippy reporters afterwards. We started challenging his sportsmanship a lot more.
Yeah, he was starting to do the they just play too rough.
Yep. The game shouldn't be played like that. You know, like when you start making judgments about saving the game after you lose, this is not hyperbole, people.
Sure.
When people start saying, I lost this because of the way the game is being played nowadays. Listen, I heard him do that with like a one and done time. Like he knew these one and duns, you're going to have to embrace it. He tried not to embrace it. They wiped the floor with him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He knew this style and the transfer market is too volatile for him. He knows that. He knows his monopoly was breaking up. The way people are going different places, when you lose that kid to Oklahoma State and then you lose another kid to Georgia or something like that, you feel all of those, you know, all of those advantages becoming disadvantages.
Right.
And it changes quick. You could totally see it. So this was like the most predictable retirement. And I was talking with Nate Huber, sales extraordinaire. If you are wanting to advertise with the station, you reach out to Nate Huber, our head salesman, head of our sales team. I was talking with him earlier. He was like, I can't believe, he's going to do one more year. I said, Nate, next prediction from Maven. Ain't no way he gets through a whole season. I said, he's doing it like this so he can be in control of who replaces him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give people a small education lesson on why that's important. Because if you retire, longtime head coaches, if you retire and let them do a coaching search by themselves, snakes get in your den, snakes get in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new ADs end up getting hired. ADs with attachments to North Carolina. Snitches get into your Cardinal, your alumni board, you know, stuff like that. That's when it starts breaking up the program.
Right.
Not to mention, in order to ensure we have enough time to clean up all our loose ends, we need a insider to be here for this transition.
Sure.
Because if you do a coaching search and you start interviewing and people start, you know, digging through the dirt and digging through the weeds and, you know, it turns into an open, kind of an open records request about everything about the program. When you do it in-house, at least for a year or two, if it was some reporters, they told you, over 20 years, we know not to mess with you. We know not to mess with you. Coach K can pass along all the protective measures. If you bring in a new guy who doesn't respect the culture, now all of the former players, access to this, and this, mm-hmm. it gets broken up because some new coach comes in and wants to run the program his way,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes a power thing. It becomes some of you guys didn't want me here, and so now I'm not going to let you come in here and talk to the kids and summer workouts and everything got to go through me. Those are the things you can't not afford to have in a program. Then Coach K knows he has to hire the guy to protect his legacy. Yeah. So you don't want a guy coming in, a new guy getting compared to, you know, just all those all those particular issues is why I think Coach K is just making sure he gets him to the start of the season. But, here's the why, y'all. Here's the why I feel that way. If his team's awesome, he can get through the year. Mm-hmm. If he start off the year, he go get busted by UK or something, take a couple more early losses, start off the year 3-4, 4-8, 4-9.
Yeah.
He's out of here. Because how many honorable losses on the way out the door? He's going to be self-aware to know, I look stupid now. Everybody knows I'm retiring. These teams are busting me on the way out the door.
Do you know what my only retort to that may be? Because I don't think you're totally wrong, especially with how they hire. Because you look at Carolina and Duke both with Hubert Davis.
Yeah, you cannot open that room up.
But here's the only thing why I think he might stick, or where I would retort that
for the whole year.
His final regular season game is North Carolina in Cameron against Hubert Davis. He's going to win that game. And they'll make sure he wins that game. I don't think
he can stick out a full season. Ahead
I just
of game.
Think that's the ultimate, you know, and it, what, tip if, of the cap.
If Carolina looks good early on,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, if Carolina's going to boat race you, then yeah, sure. I don't know that Carolina's going to be that. I mean, I think they're going to be a good team, but you know, but I mean, people have Duke up in the top, what, 15, top 10. I mean, of course, they got Kentucky there too. But, I mean, you know, but you know, so it's possible, but. I don't know. I do think it's interesting, but more importantly to me, it goes back to what we said when we hired Coach Mack. I think it was massive to get him when we did. Before the turnover. Now, here's the interesting thing. Not that Duke went out and got – because I'll be honest with you, I would have lost every bet under the sun if you would have – I thought for sure when Roy Williams and – K stepped down. We're talking, okay, man, next year you're going to watch Brad Stevens versus Chris Beard, you know, or something like that. Like, it's going to be just powerhouse ball. But it's still something to say, okay, you went out, you got one of the guys that was at the top of the food chain on the next level guys.
Yep.
You got him. Beard's at Texas now. He's locked in.
And let's just say this right now. There was going to be a risk with any hire that wasn't a $6 million, $7 million fired from pro team hire. You know, like there was going to be some risk. Beard was a risk with him moving up. You know, he's a risk with all that talent in Texas. Now, he's one of the least of the risks, but you get the point. Mack was on a short list of the lowest risk, highest upside coaches.
Yeah.
And again, maybe it was fortunate for us that the time, you know, things happened when they did. Just naturally fortunate.
Yeah. That one didn't end as bad as it started either.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
We do get Duke at home this year, so that is good. I agree with this texter. Ain't nobody winning a Cameron this year. You can probably throw that out the window.
Some people can beat the fix, though, man. Like, well, when
you're going to have to. You're going to have to beat Duke by 20.
Listen. They were trying to get Kentucky in that tournament.
Oh no, I agree. But I'm saying
teams beat the fix.
Yeah, but that's because you down the stretch you had to beat them by 25, which they were beatable by 25.
How funny was it listening to John Bowl and Diener? I'm glad you wait. It was Diener or Blakenbaker. I'm listening to John Bowl say, "I'm a fan of excellence. I got Duke shorts. All this good stuff, right?"
Yeah.
John Bowl.
Yeah.
Said, "I was a fan of excellence up until 2015 when my Wisconsin team got totally cheated for the last 10 minutes down the stretch, and they gave Duke every single call for the last 10 minutes." And just to hear the snarkiness in Blakenbaker and Diener, like, who do you think you are? Like, you think you're above getting duped? Like, we've, you know, everybody has been looking at this. You know, Drew said, imagine being in the same conference with him.
Yeah. Been there and saw that.
Right.
But even though I think everybody gather around real quick. It's got to be close.
Duke was better?
No. I think Wisconsin got a lot of calls at the end of the Kentucky game because Vegas stood to gain a lot of money if Kentucky got beat. But it was still – I'm glad it happened that way.
And they lived up to it,
too. Oh, I mean, dude, there was like four calls down the end of the Kentucky-Wisconsin game.
They delivered.
It's like, okay. I mean, like the one, the dude clearly has the ball in his hand. Shot clock goes off, and then he puts it up, and it's like, fuck, it's good. You know, I was like, okay. But I don't care because that was one of the greatest nights of my life. So no arguments here. But it was it was just getting him and getting him in, and now all of a sudden you look at him in the ACC. Now two Hall of Famers have moved out. Jim Boeheim's not going to be far behind. And I'm not real scared of Jim Boeheim anyways, I guess. So
Is Syracuse going to get an in-house replacement?
Syracuse needs to hire Rick Pitino and go home.
I was going to say, what would you do if Rick Pitino went to Duke?
Love it. Dust off the old Duke gear. But yeah, I mean, it was, it does make me thankful for getting him. And now, I mean, you look around the ACC. I'm telling you, we said when he was hired, I mean, look, over the next decade, you know, things were going to look a lot different. You know, things are going to look a lot different.
Do you feel like it's going to discredit the ACC not having the Hall of Famers in there?
Not discredit, but I mean,
the question.
Yeah, I do think that. If you're a Big Ten or you're somebody else, the ACC has always kind of been looked at as the
elite,
the king. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that it definitely opens the door to. It'll be easier now to say, well, maybe there's other conferences that are good too. But the only problem is in basketball, it's like football. Okay, you remember when the SEC went through that stretch where the coaches were like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was terrible.
Right.
In football, right?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Well, okay, but they don't last. You know, a few years pass. Now you look down, you're like, ooh, got some good coaches. You know,
yeah, like SEC. Shire might have a year. Then Hurley comes in.
Right. Or something, you know, happens there. Somebody, you know, and next thing you know, you look up. And I mean, if you'll allow me, you know, Rick Pitino's at Syracuse. And somebody, okay, let's say Hubert Davis turns into a superstar. Mm-hmm. at Carolina. Now Duke has went and got Brad Stevens, and then you're looking, oh my God, they're loaded, you know, or Holtman from Ohio State has now moved over or something, you know, something like that. So
Because they're going to spend their money on coaches.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing there. So no, but I agree with what you're saying. But it allows Coach Mack. This is the door that allowed Ed Orgeron to, yep, boom, kick it in a little bit. That was the door that allowed Mullen to kick it in a little
with
bit.
With opportunity like this,
yeah,
does the pressure elevate on Coach?
Yes, Mack? Yes. And we do still, you still got the gag worthy, you know, like, well, because I hate having to keep giving him a pass because I'm like, well, we'll see what happens, you know, but yes, it does to an extent because it's like, okay, I've watched you beat the Hall of Famers. So you should have no problem kind of because now.
Doesn't that feel disgusting to say out loud?
Well, Chris.
That's dirty to say, Steve.
No, it is.
Because these are still big time programs here.
But like Chris Hatfield put out a thing yesterday and he had like, he said like it was ranking the ACC coaches. And I thought it was pretty spot on. It was, I think he had Boeheim, Leonard Hamilton, not in this order, but Boeheim, Leonard Hamilton, Tony Bennett, and had Mack at fourth behind those three. And I'm like, okay, I think it's fair. Yep. So now this is your shot, but those aren't insurmountable dudes.
Yep.
I think you do pretty well with Tony Bennett.
Do you lose to recruiting? Do you just lose to Leonard Hamilton because of recruiting? Because on the low, like in a smart basketball conversation, Joey Bosa is an ineligible basketball player.
Yeah,
Bosa got the Zion treatment. Like you got everything that says he's ineligible, and you haven't even had to deal with a notice of allegations.
I don't know that it's that recruiting though. It's just the guys he recruits, man. I mean, I know that's kind of sounds like the same thing, but. I guess they could go hand in hand, but I just think that that's kind of the bugaboo for Chris Mack. You know, like
height,
just up and down. But we've been told, and we were told on the drive yesterday, and we'll get to this after the break, that we're going to see a new style of play going forward. Now, with a new style of play, I don't think that should be an issue. So it's kind of one of those deals where I'm like, but also,
can we just
say this? What if Leonard Hamilton just caught lightning in a bottle for a couple years? What if you got MJ Walker, Devin Vassell? Because not all these guys were one and done dudes, you know. MJ Walker was a senior, right? Devin Vassell, I can't remember I don't think he was a freshman. Scotty Barnes was. So you went out, you got a Scotty Barnes who was a freshman. Gray was an upperclassman. You know, I mean, Bosa was an upperclassman. When you go down through there, he wasn't running a bunch of young dudes out there.
What
if he just caught who was my other guy?
A good rotation.
Pat Williams was a freshman. So it's like, okay, you had like two or three freshmen in there, but what if he just caught a good, like, okay, for instance.
Yeah, good overlapping couple classes, yeah.
You could argue Billy Donovan did that. Like, those dudes weren't young freshman dudes. Like, you caught Joakim Noah, you know, Corey
and
Brewer.
And the year we caught that, we got
what?
COVID-ed out.
Yeah, I know. Right, where you got older dudes. So, yeah, I think that that's one of the things, too. Like, maybe Leonard Hamilton isn't going to go on this huge run. Let's also say, what if he just had a good squad?
And the reason I gotta give Leonard Hamilton a bit of extra panache or something is the way he answered about how I didn't like hearing it, but he wasn't impressed with Mac's style. You remember?
I do.
You know, so I was like, ugh, coach, I don't like him out here running his mouth. Like, you know, kind of like that one. Like,
yeah.
He just wasn't generally impressed with his style when asked about it. But, yeah, I would agree with you. Like, what he's done so far says four.
And Leonard Hamilton, I mean, is almost 80 years old.
Yeah.
So, you want to get to break and get to this Mac thing? There's few things I'm dying to talk
Middays
about.
Middays with Marcus Raven on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Okay, so do you expect ACC flip-flopping on teams? Do you expect any, like, underrated teams to start, like, jumping up in the top? Like, are there any coaches that you're like? Because here's the thing. I was thinking, where do you rank Kevin Keats?
That's exactly who I was going to say.
Is it time for him
to decide he should be a
top tier coach?
When you asked that question, I immediately was going to say Keats would be who I'd watch out for. Like, watch out for NC State. I'm gonna be tracking them. Why said that? I guess it could be applicable, but
yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to be watching him and seeing what NC State does over the next 5 years. You know, and kind of like, do they start to move up into their top three?
Yeah,
because
if he's middle of the earth, he won't last another year, will he?
No.
He does enough to
a couple years.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I'm just asking. I feel like we've gotten cheated out of that game a couple of times. Like, we haven't got to play. Like, well, we've seen Mac against Keats. What's his record against NC State? Probably won't.
I mean, we've only played NC State, what?
What are we, like, 1-1 against them?
I think so.
Or 2-0. Did NC State beat us? We beat them the first year when they were top 25. They come into the Yum Center, and we beat them.
Okay, and then Josh Nickelberry beat them down.
I said Josh Nickelberry.
He hit one bucket. I thought that was his breakout game.
Yeah. I was going to say Ryan actually beat him, but that was a game he went off. Yeah, I don't think he's lost to Coach Keats yet. I could. Now, this year they didn't play.
Oh, is there another coach you need to watch for? Making a run for the top spots.
Who did Boston College just hire? All jokes aside.
If it wasn't Rick, then I'm not worried about them. Yeah.
Okay. Because some places, man, they're just capped by what they can do.
Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, Boston College.
Wake Forest. I like Forbes. I think he could be good. I think he would be one I'd keep my eye on. not necessarily putting him where Keats is, but I would watch him. We'll see on cable, man. I don't know.
He lost.
Yeah.
But I was listening to somebody who talked about the average has been like 5 transfers per team or something, like something ridiculous.
Yeah. I just, I don't know that he's very good. We'll see. I would. I mean, if somebody put him on that list, I could understand it. But Forbes and Keats for me would be two. My guy, Virginia Tech. I don't know why I said my guy. Like, I know him. I don't even know his name. But him, and then hiring the DeMatha guy. I think Virginia Tech could be on the rise too. Mm-hmm. So those three would probably be my three to, like, hey man, watch them kind of make a move now. One of those three will jump into the
top four. Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech coach. That's a good one. Pitt. Yeah, I kind of agree with Pitt. I don't think Pitt will be. Will the ticket to the Ole Miss game also get you into the Alabama-Miami game at 2:30? It probably will be a different ticket, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, that's a good question.
Alabama and Miami.
I thought about doing both, though, myself. I thought about trying to get tickets to Alabama-Miami, but I just don't know if I want to do that to myself.
I don't need that in my life. Because when you watch it on TV, at least you know it could be you can convince yourself that the TV is just making it look different, Alabama-Miami. But if you go down there, you sit anywhere near the field,
I know.
Then you're like.
Well, even not even the game, just the whole atmosphere. Like, it might just be like, it's
Alabama. What are we thinking?
And then I might be there on Monday night, like, where you at? Like, what we doing? But no, I do, which we can get to that. We can get to that Satterfield video, too. I want to get to that later. Some stuff he put out. But yeah, I would watch those guys. I would watch those guys.
But so yeah, Coach K doesn't really affect much because we feel like we fare good against him.
Sure.
So it doesn't send like much ripple waves through our family. Our success and failure is based on us, and not Coach K.
I would say that's
Tony fair. Bennett, Leonard Hamilton, Boeheim,
yes,
and
yeah,
and Pegues and Mack.
Yeah, sure.
McGrains.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I just wanted to. I guess we cleaned up that palette. How sad did Dick Vitale sound?
I didn't hear Dick Vitale. What did he say?
He went on Bob's show.
Oh, was he? I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible, Steve.
Well.
Listen, if he loses Boeheim, then all he has is Cal left.
Oh, yeah. That's good for him.
He lost Dino. He was losing Coach K. He lost Roy.
Well, he's got to find some new blood. I don't
know. Right?
I guess.
He's going for Texas.
Mm. Beard in Texas.
Yeah, Mark Few. I don't know if Mark Few fools with him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Let me see those notes again, Steve, real quick.
Okay.
And let me check this out.
Okay.
This is the sound sheet. Okay, it was somebody's sound sheet left in the studio. Steve, always take your papers from now on. Don't leave anybody any sound sheets because that's just giving them an excuse to leave their water bottles in here.
Fair enough.
Brian, somebody was in this studio talking about, apparently they were writing down the Louisville basketball schedule, right?
Yeah.
And I see 2021 Empire Classic, right?
Okay.
And I see all these teams listed, right? And right by Gonzaga, who on this station do you think just put an automatic L by that name? I literally see 9 to 10 teams, and I just see an L outside of Gonzaga.
And that's the only one?
Yes.
There's no W's on there?
There's no W's. It's just an L.
Like, I don't know. I don't even want to accuse anybody.
Like an automatic
of that.
L.
Huh?
Who thinks like that in this studio? No, Brian, don't guess anybody's name.
I'm not going to.
But just know that whoever you are, if you can't clean up after yourself, another thing we're going to do is read your notes and tell everybody. There's somebody in here that was in here yesterday evening that just puts an automatic L. Because we can't handle, what's your boy's name? The newcomer. Young fella, white kid.
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, right. He's just automatically going to dominate. Is he going to dominate Malik Williams? Can Jalen Withers guard Chet Holmgren?
Well, we're going to find out.
Who would you put on Chet Holmgren on his team?
Mike James?
Yeah,
maybe. Which Coach Mack seemed to be pretty excited about yesterday.
Where do you want to start with Coach Mack? You got that sound sheet, Brian?
Yeah, there was a lot Coach Mack said yesterday.
And again, people, we are getting the 11:05 announcement from Keith Otto, so definitely tell a friend to tell a friend. Stay tuned. I think you're going to get excited. I think this guy is going to be a perfect fit because that's all we get is perfect fits for the TBT as of lately, but we'll see if that keeps up.
Yeah.
Because I am worried about everybody's full commitment, and I know everybody gets excited about these things, and you end up getting people backing out, and people get late jobs and all kind of craziness. But right now, it seems like we got the momentum. What are you most excited about?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was listening.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay. Did you feel bad when you heard Coach Mack's answer about Coach K?
No.
It was a little too savage for me.
No, I didn't. It didn't bother me.
I'm like, Coach, he's out the door.
Didn't bother me. No, I when I was listening yesterday.
Just start with two, Brian. This is Coach Mack on the drive with Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock yesterday. It's stuff we can go through.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to set the record straight. No,
go to three. Because Coach was just letting everybody know he does interviews. Like, he wasn't hiding from any kind of interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
I just felt like at the end of the year, I wanted to be very confident in my staff. I wanted to love the staff that I have. And, you know, although both of those guys were excellent coaches, and you can't get to the level of an ACC program if you're not, I just needed a different perspective. I needed more cohesion in things that we did, and that's it. And I think, you know, sometimes people want to make it out to be bigger than it is. Understand that I understand the gravity of what I have done, you know, in terms of like replacing two men who served their time for Louisville basketball. But as the head coach, I just felt it was the direction that I needed to go. And again, it's not something that you want to do or you do every year. But really confident in the guys that I have with me now. I love our coaching staff and feel like we're really poised to do some great things.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good explanation of what new perspective and more cohesion.
Yeah. No, I mean, I needed to make a move.
Go ahead and hit three.
I think it starts off with I'm not going to put myself in a box starting off on this search. And that's what it was. It was a search. You know, we interviewed a lot of different candidates. I talked both indirectly and directly to candidates or people that worked with them, employed them, you name it. And we did it really from all different scopes, from people that had certainly tons of college experience to NBA experience to international experience. And, you know, Ross was a guy that I just kept coming back to. I was very intrigued by his perspective on the game. And I think as you get to know him, whether it's through interviews or having an opportunity to come to our practice, he has a gift for, you know, really simplifying things and explaining them maybe in a different way. And so I wasn't really afraid of him not having college experience. You know, I've been in the college game for almost 30 years. Mike DeGeese has been connected at my hip for the last 10, and he has college experience, you know, before I knew Mike. And so I really wasn't worried about he's got to have college experience. I think everybody's going to ask the question, and rightfully so, you know, what about the recruiting piece? And that's really, really important. But Ross has met a lot of different people through his basketball travels that can help us, I think, broaden our recruiting efforts. You know, obviously the international piece, you know, Australia, New Zealand, time he spent in Europe. I mean, the guy's been all over for a guy that's very, very young. And so he just has a really good feel and a different perspective. I think our players are going to love the fact that he's an expert at player development. He's done it for hundreds of guys that have played at the NBA level, from journeymen to NBA superstars. And that doesn't happen if you're just in the right place at the right time. You've got to be an expert at what you do. And so I'm tickled to death that we got Ross to sort of leave the pro game, if you will, and come to the college game.
Sums up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sums up
what you said. He did an extensive search,
mm-hmm,
and kept coming back to that name.
Yeah.
He said the guys are going to enjoy that he's an expert.
Oh, yeah.
Player development.
Yeah. He did a good job. I thought it was interesting, too, how he was talking about just how important it was to get a guy to leave the pro game to come to the college game like that. And listen, everybody that's been around him since he's been in town seems to be raving about him. So,
yeah, and just the idea of, like you said, being able to call anybody, and not just because he played for this school. I can literally call every type of player who has a relatable game to yours and say, yeah, this is the film I need you to watch.
Yeah.
I need you to watch this guy. I need you to watch Utah. I need you to watch this. You know what I'm saying? And coming from an expert, like I said, you don't throw around the name expert, especially on a 31-year-old new coach that you're bringing to your team, unless you're just like, first of all, again, you got to be a confident person.
Oh, absolutely.
To say, yeah, I'm bringing in this dude. He's an expert. Even if his offensive, think about it. If he didn't have a big offensive system, an expert player development guy would have been good enough for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He handles his recruiting. Pegues, he's unleashing Cahill on the recruiting side of things.
Yeah.
Pegues does what Pegues does, right? So even if he was only, like, I'm sure he didn't, well, it turns into, he not only is he an individual personal development expert, but if you have your own, if you have a offensive philosophy and developed coaching technique, you're a jewel.
Yeah.
To a coach. And don't get it confused. Every coach needs these guys on their bench.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like not just, you know, everybody has their text. When every big-time coach has their guy.
Yeah.
They're real genius. Maybe I don't communicate with the players well. Something that, you know, maybe I'm too young to get the head coaching opportunity or something like that. If we got any kind of successful season, he got about a 2-year max here, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. And
over under 2 years.
Yeah, no, I would set it at two. Yeah, I would set it at two. Because, like I said, it sounds like that's a great match. I know we're coming up on the end of the hour break here, so I know we won't be able to do too much more until the second hour, but that wasn't even really what I was most excited about the interview. Listening to him talk and kind of talking to people over the last week or so, I think they're really excited about these young guys. Or new guys, I guess. New guys. And it's funny because two in particular he talks about. We'll get to that.
Go ahead and hit that, Brian. I was excited hearing him talking about the new guy. Because we didn't know. Like I said, he said it. I need to get my hands on. We need to get our trainers on it. We need to get, you know, we need to see him up close. I can't believe he hadn't met in person, Mike James.
Oh, I know. And it was good to hear about Malik. You know, it's good to hear things are going well there. So
I will say, with the Malik thing, I didn't necessarily like hearing him say we're going to take our time. Like, I feel what you were saying, but
I totally get what he's saying.
Put him in the sandbox. Put him in the sandbox.
Yeah.
Low impact, work everybody's muscles.
Sure.
Everybody who does sand workouts in their off season all crazy, they end up with stronger every single muscle around your feet, every single muscle around your calves. Coach, if you're not going to make him run all that stuff, you put him in the sandbox over at the football stadium all day long.
Yeah.
We're going to strengthen that baby's legs all day. Put him in that pool. I don't care if he can't swim. You're going to learn today. Doggy paddle. Best workouts you ever have.
Just figure it out.
Yeah. His body should be swimming and running in sand all summer long. Sorry, Malik. It's going to hurt, but it's for your own good.
Right.
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maybe. Keith Otto coming up on the other half. Middays with Marcus Maybe on 939 The Ville.